Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you were beginning classes at one of Michigan's public universities on this day in the year 2003, you'd be paying about 40 cents out of every dollar of your school's operating costs. Today, you're paying 70 cents. Michigan's public schools have had to shift so much more of their operating cost onto students because the state has so drastically cut higher ed funding. That's the conclusion of a just-released report from the Michigan League for Public Policy. Gilda Jacobs is president and CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Let's start with these troubling findings about student debt and shrinking support from the state. Gilda, you say not only are Michigan college students paying more of the operating costs, they're graduating with more debt?
Sure. You know, what you really need to understand is that there's what we call a perfect storm here in Michigan. We have skyrocketing tuition, deep cuts to state aid for universities, and funding for need-based financial aid that's been slashed over, you know, the last number of years, really since 2003. So what you have is really what you hit the nail on the head, talking about the shift to students to now having to pay 70% of their college expenses themselves. And they end up leaving school with a huge financial debt, a huge averaging about $30,000 a year.
Yeah, that was pretty stunning when I saw that. And how does that nearly $30,000 in loan debt for Michigan graduates, how does that compare with other states?
Well, Michigan is the sixth highest in the United States for tuition costs. And you know, we're way beyond other states in terms of the debt that students are saddled with when they leave.
I believe I saw ninth highest in the nation.
Ninth highest, correct.
And then state funding in that same period of time. What have we seen since 2003?
Well, there's been a dip. If you take a look at the graphs, and we've got a report out that folks can go to on our website, you just see this gradual falling off of state aid. You know, it's very easy for legislators when they create a budget in Michigan to be able to put less money into the universities because, you know, the legislators think, well, you know, those students can, you know, pay more out of their pocket, or their parents will pay more, or they'll go and get a scholarship. So there's been this chipping away of money from higher ed because they wanted to use that money elsewhere in the state budget. And we see that from the graphs.
But haven't we seen most states, Gilda, have to cut higher ed funding to get through the Great Recession? And wasn't Michigan hit harder than most other states?
Sure, Michigan was hit harder, but we also know that the economic implications of being saddled with debt also really hurts the economy. You know, we have kids that get out of school, young people that get out of school that can't start families, they can't buy a house. I was on vacation speaking to a professor from the University of Iowa, and you know, he brought up to me the fact that his kids will never be able to buy a house, and that he and his wife aren't in the position to be able to give them money to go and buy a house, and that's because both of his kids are saddled with such high debt. And that's just an example of what we're seeing all over the state, and certainly in Michigan. So I think we really do need to reinvest money into higher ed. We certainly have to take a look at kids who are in financial need. We've really slashed our need-based scholarships over the years. In fact, if you're over 30 years old, and you know, in Michigan in particular, we have to upskill and retrain people for kind of the new economy in Michigan, there's no funding available for you to get some extra help if you need to go back to school.
So what is the challenge that this report that you released today, what's the challenge to state lawmakers and also to the universities?
Well, I think the challenge for our legislature is to kind of put their money where their mouth is. They want to create talent. They want to keep and retain talent, those that have gone through our universities. And in order to do that, I think they have to start investing more money to bring those numbers back up. And then on the other hand, the universities also have to look at stronger tuition restraint or tuition reduction. Everybody has some responsibility to do what they can to bring down these costs. Also, as I mentioned before, the state really does need to look at more need-based financial aid programs, and that's something also that some of the universities can do as well, especially if they have big endowments.
Gilda Jacobs is the president and the CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Their new back-to-school report can be found on their website. Great to talk with you, Gilda. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.